Hey guys, I hope everyone is having an awesome day. I just wanted to come on here for a few minutes and share with you something that the Lord had dropped in my spirit. I kept hearing for days the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and I want to start off by reading that scripture, and it's in John chapter 1. Then he said, I'm going to start with verse 23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. And that's the scripture that the Lord had me totally focus in on. You know, they were asking him who he was. And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And the Lord is calling out for those voices that are crying out in the wilderness, those voices that are not afraid to speak out and prepare the way of the Lord, because that is where we're at. It is a time to repent. It is a time to take hold of the horns of the altar and not let go. You know, this is all about Jesus. It has nothing to do with us. We are merely the vessel. And, you know, John could have chosen. He came from a line of priests. He could have chosen to stay within the temple, with the confines of the temple. But he let himself be led out into the desert. But that time in isolation, that time in the desert, released such a powerful voice that prepared the way of the Lord. People went out into the desert to seek after John because it released a powerful voice. That time of isolation. And you know, for many of us, we enter into that time of isolation, and we enter into that time where we have, you know, the desert places. But it's in those desert places that a powerful voice within you is going to be released, just like it was through John the Baptist. And, you know, he is absolutely one of my favorites when it comes to biblical accounts, because he was not afraid. He did not back down. He spoke, repent, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. It was time to repent. And that's where we're at right now. It is time to prepare the way of the Lord and to speak the word of repentance, because people need the Lord now more than ever. There's Bible prophecy that is fulfilling all around us. And the people need to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And those that are called by God need to be about his business, preparing for his coming. You know, let those powerful voices emerge from the desert place like John. Let them emerge, and not let the devil muzzle you and muzzle that voice and that word that is, you know, burning within you. I pray that there's such a fresh fire that begins to spring up all over this nation and in these prophetic voices, because we need a clear prophetic voice. You know, there's so many different voices out there that's, you know, clamoring, and whether they're clamoring for attention or the attention of God, you know, I've seen it both ways. I'll just be real with you. I have seen and observed many of the prophetic voices that are seeking after the attention drawn to their own ministry rather than drawn to God, you know, because I speak for myself, being in a ministry and Hezekiah's Wall ministry, it's all about God. It has nothing to do with me. I am merely his vessel, and that's the way I always want it to be. And I'm not here to down anybody's ministry, but this is a call to the prophets, those prophets that have been in that desert place. You know, any of you that's been in that desert place, there is a voice inside of you that needs to be released in this hour. There is a voice, a powerful voice that can break the chains and the strongholds of the enemy that he is trying to erect against your family, against this nation. I mean, this is a call to prayer. This is a call to vigilance more than ever. This is a call to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And, you know, I hear that so very strongly in these last couple of days. You know, be that voice of one crying in the wilderness. You know, cry loud and spare not. Speak the truth. And, you know, sometimes the truth hurts people. But we're not here, you know, to just soothe the itching ears. We're here to speak the truth and to help people to find the truth, to find God. Because the bride is soon to be taken by the bridegroom. And he wants us to be ready, to be prepared for that, to suit up with our armor and to stand and not be moved. And I just felt this so strongly. There's some voices out there that, you know, the enemy would love to muzzle. And, you know, this has been one more year for 2020. For all them prophecies that come across, 2020 is going to be awesome, you know. And I'm not saying that people haven't experienced their breakthroughs, but it's also been a very chaotic year with all this stuff that's coming about. But I just want to focus on one thing. Even though it's been a chaotic year, and even though we've faced the COVID, and now these rioting, and this racism, and all of these things that are coming to pass, it's still the year of the roar. That doesn't change anything. And that is very, very precise. It is the year of the roar. It is time to release that roar. And do not let the devil muzzle you. Because so many, I've noticed, even in ministry, have let their voices be muzzled. And I'm not sure if it's from church hurt or whatever it is. But it's time to release that voice. That time of isolation, that time of deprivation that you have been in, is welling up inside of you a powerful voice for the kingdom, just like John the Baptist was. And I mean, he spent that time in the desert, but he emerged with such a powerful voice. But yet he knew that there was one that was coming that was greater than he was, of whose shoes he was not worthy to loose, to unlatch. He knew that. And even when he looked and he saw Jesus walking, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God." He knew that is why he was there. He knew that's who he had come before, to prepare the way for. He was the forerunner. And there's many forerunners that I'm speaking to right now. It's time to take your place. It's time to take your position. Be that burning one. Be that blazing one in this hour. And, you know, I can only imagine what John must have thought when he saw him walking. "Behold, the Lamb of God." What a beautiful and glorious sight he beheld. But he knew his purpose, and he knew there was one greater than he. And he knew that that was the voice, that was the one that he was speaking for. He was the voice for that very one. And he didn't let anything hold him back. He continued. You know, people that went out to see him, perhaps they went out to see him clothed in the best of raiments and the best of material things. But John was nothing like that. Okay, he was a very plain, very rugged man. We all know the description of John. And it wasn't what probably people today would expect to see when they would go out to see a prophetic man or woman of God. But John carried within him such a powerful voice that had emerged from the wilderness. It had emerged from the desert place. And that is what is needed in this hour, because there's so many... It's in the trenches and in the pits, and we have to get in there and we have to pull them out. We can't be afraid to get into the trenches, to get into the pits and proclaim the word of the Lord. We can't be afraid to lift up our voices, shouting to God with the voice of triumph. And I just felt such a call to come on here and to call out to those voices that are holding back. Call out to those voices that have been in that desert place, that wilderness, and call you to come forth. Excuse me. But right now, I just pray for that fresh fire to be released and those voices to come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed, each and every one of you, and I love you guys.